Teamworks was born, I guess, about 15 years ago now to kind of tackle this problem through our operations product known as Teamworks Hub. And so Hub connects all the different parts of sporting organizations through a single app. So whether it's sending through travel itineraries, physios taking signups for tomorrow's appointments, or coaches making last minute changes to schedules, all of that can now be managed through Teamworks, and it's in the player's hand on their mobile device.
This is the Sports Tech All-Stars podcast, showcasing outstanding startups and initiatives in the global sports tech ecosystem. From Sports Tech X, the leading source for data and insights about sports tech, here is your host, Roan Malhotra.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Sports Tech All-Stars podcast. As always, we bring you this podcast from interesting places. I'm currently on the last leg of my trip in India. By the time this podcast is out, I should be back in Berlin. It's an interesting time to be anywhere in sports tech, actually. There's so much happening in different parts of the world. In fact, one of the main reasons I came to India was to see and meet a bunch of startups, a bunch of investors, and see the opportunities that present themselves. And one of the things that we keep talking about the big challenges that sports teams face in different parts of the world. While here, I've had the chance to talk to a lot of the Indian sports teams. Yes, they're a bit behind in their development curve compared to their American and possibly European counterparts, definitely American and European counterparts, but they all face challenges. And one of the companies that we know that has been working with sports teams and sports organizations for a while, what a great segue. I love myself for doing like these such nicely built up intros. We'll edit that part out. I'll keep it in. But one of the companies that does help sports teams a lot is Teamworks, who are old friends of ours. We've been doing work with them for a while now. And I've got the team from Teamworks on the pod today. I've got Faye Bayer and Hayden Guthrie. Welcome to the show, Faye and Hayden.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Glad to be here.
What did you think about that intro, Faye? Got through the countries and all the geographies and the problems faced by sports teams. No, that was decent?
Yes, absolutely.
I think it was a great segue, mate. Great segue.
Cheers, Hayden. Thanks for batting for me. But all right, jokes apart, let's actually get to what we want to talk about, which is what Teamworks does. For those of you who may be following our content for a while, you might have seen the Teamworks name in our content. We have featured them in previous reports. We're actually doing some content with them on the news later this month, talking about this topic, which is problems faced by sports teams and sports organizations around the world. And one of the interesting things that Teamworks has done recently is launch in Germany. And we're going to cover that and a bunch of other things over the course of this episode. But before we get into the episode, I always want to know more about who I'm talking with. So maybe we give the floor to you, Faye, and then to you, Hayden, to tell us a little bit about yourselves and I guess what's brought you to Teamworks.
Yeah, thanks for having me again, Ron. We've been knowing each other for a while, so happy to finally be a guest on your show. That obviously my involvement with Teamworks helped a lot to be here today. Yeah, so basically I'm working Teamworks with entering the German-speaking market. They're just launching here. Hayden will know or will talk about this a little bit more. But yeah, as you know, I've established a strong network in the German-speaking elite sports space. I do a lot of work there. I also have a podcast where we regularly host members of the coaching staffs of different sports teams. So yeah, obviously been around for a while, have a lot of expertise in the market, and happy to use that to help Teamworks here.
Yeah, Faye's being humble, by the way. Faye, I've known of Faye before I knew Faye, I should say that. That was probably 5-6 years ago when I was doing my own research in sports tech. And yeah, Faye is pretty much the person who knows everyone who knows anything about sports tech in Germany. So for anybody who's interested in learning a bit, please follow her content, her podcast, as she mentioned as well. Great to have you, Faye, again. As you said, we've known each other a while. Hayden, over to you, mate.
Thanks, Ron. And thanks for having us on here today. It's obviously a pleasure to be on the podcast. So as Ron said, Hayden Guthrie, actually New Zealander. I'm back in New Zealand at the moment because I'm getting married here soon, but normally I live in London. I actually live in the old Arsenal Stadium. It's a bit of a tough pill to swallow, given I'm a Chelsea fan. So, being from New Zealand kind of goes without saying, huge rugby supporter, All Blacks fan, not so subtle plug. I think the All Blacks are actually Teamwork's first non-US customer. So I joined Teamwork 18 months ago. I'm now the general manager of our Europe, Middle East and Africa business. And prior to that, lived in Australia working in management consulting. Also did my MBA and spent some time working at the NFL in the US and then moved to London 4 years ago where I've been working for Teamwork.
A very international crew we have here, German, India, and New Zealand, well represented. And Teamwork's, of course, an American company. The problem of sports is global and sports is growing in every direction, which kind of brings me straight away to some of the stuff that we'll talk about today, which is, I believe, Teamwork is, as you said, Hayden, in pretty much every geography that we've covered or that we are covering today. But first, let's talk about what Teamwork does. Exactly. I think on the website and in most places, I've seen a very nice line where you call yourselves the operating system for sports, right? Which I thought was a very nice summation of what you guys do. Please explain what that means to somebody who doesn't know. What exactly is the problem that Teamwork solves and how do you do this?
Cool. Yeah, I can take this one. And I'll give a bit of background. So, you know, the core company objective of Teamwork, I guess, is to reduce the noise around elite athletes. So if we take, for example, a football player, they're flooded with information from all directions of their club or their national organization. So not only coaches, but performance staff, team doctors, physios, nutritionists, player care, you know, and the feedback we hear from players is that it can be overwhelming and it quite often leads to communication breakdowns. And so Teamwork was born, I guess, about 15 years ago now to kind of tackle this problem through our operations product known as Teamwork Hub. And so Hub connects all the different parts of sporting organizations through a single app. So whether it's sending through travel itineraries, physios taking signups for tomorrow's appointments, or coaches making last minute changes to schedules, all of that can now be managed through Teamwork and it's in the player's hand on their mobile device. I guess as the company has grown and evolved, we've also looked to build or acquire solutions that allow sports organizations to gain an edge in other areas. So sports performance, athlete development, brand building. But we've done this in an integrated way where all of these products now talk to each other and can be accessed via what we call a mobile front door via their Teamwork Hub sign-on credentials. So I guess in the last 4 or 5 years, the company's gone beyond just solving a specific operational problem to offering an entire ecosystem of best-in-class products that, yeah, as you said, Ron's been branded as the operating system for sports.
Fair. And a little bit of context here. So for Sports Tech X, my own initial interaction with Teamwork was and this is going back a bit, in 2019, in a report that we published, our ecosystem report, we had called Teamwork out as a company to watch. And that was, like I said, a while ago. And since then, and I don't want to be blowing your horn unnecessarily, but I believe it's over 6,000 organizations that you all work with across the globe. I think well over $65 million funded in investment raise and growing very rapidly through acquisition. Right. And I think that's what you touched upon, Hayden, as well, that you're from initially that athlete focus, you've gone into different parts of the sports organization. So let's talk about that. Where are you operating exactly? And I know you have a B2B model, but what parts of the business are, let's say, the most important or the biggest focus for you?
Why don't I go first and then Faye, maybe you can speak specifically about Germany. So I think, Ron, just to clarify there as well, I think as we've been adding these new products, whether that's building or acquiring them, you know, we've always tried to remain focused on serving the athlete. So if we think about the sports technology ecosystem, there's kind of a suite of products that serve the fans, so like, you know, better in stadium technologies or ticketing side of things, and Teamworks is focused on those technologies that really touch the athlete. So today, as you say, Teamworks operates all around the globe. We've got, I think, nearly 1 million athletes now using our products, 350-odd staff across 5 different countries, and our products are available in multiple different languages as well. But I guess our heritage and where we come from originally is that collegiate athletic space in the US. So our founder and CEO, Zach, he played football at Duke University, who are, I think, our first customer. And now I believe we work with most of the D1 schools in America. But then we moved into professional sports, firstly in the US, where we've now got, I think, 30 or 32 NFL teams using our products. And in the last 3 to 4 years, more internationally, where we're starting to see similar levels of penetration in UK football and also in the AFL and NRL down in Australia. And now, as I guess the next step of that Teamworks is international growth, we're taking our products into Germany really for the first time. So Faye's been doing a fantastic job in her business development role there, helping us make those connections specifically with the Bundesliga clubs as a starting point for us in the German market.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I think you're kind of going following the size of the market. So the US is the biggest one, where you have multiple sports, going to the UK, which is the, let's say, the arguably, if actually not that arguably, the biggest league in Europe, and onto Germany, which is certainly one of, if not the biggest market on the continent. So Faye, what is the agenda that Teamworks has in Germany?
Yeah, happy to add to this. So I think it's sometimes it's about timing. So I think the timing is perfect. As you know, I work as a consulting, and as part of that work, we do like research every 3 years where we oversee and actually give out questionnaires to the coaching staffs in the Bundesliga. How do you currently work? What are the workflows? What are the challenges you're facing? And based on that market status, we could clearly tell, okay, the Bundesliga reached a certain maturity level now, that it's actually perfect timing to introduce Teamworks products to the market. So obviously we're talking about the German-speaking region. However, as Hayden already mentioned, we're focusing on the Bundesliga. Obviously, they sometimes have more possibilities to look at technologies and test out new technologies. And that's what we've just recently started, just a very few weeks and months ago, and the feedback has been amazing. So that's where we start, and obviously there's more plans to enter other regions or other segments of the market as well.
Makes a lot of sense. I think we covered the news of the launch in our newsletter. I think it must have been not more than 6 weeks ago, right? So probably 4 to 6 weeks ago, somewhere in that window is when that announcement came out. But Faye, maybe... So I guess there has already been work that Teamworks has been doing in the German market, if I'm not mistaken, right? Maybe you can speak to some of the successes that you've already had in Germany, or in the German-speaking market, I should say.
Yes. So maybe a little bit of more context. So I worked with Smarterbase before Smarterbase got acquired by Teamworks. And that's how actually I met Teamworks for the first time. And we had a lot of discussions, and we realized it's a great opportunity now in the market to collaborate and grow further. So through that work with Smarterbase, we already have quite a few customers now in Germany, just to name a few. The German Skiing Federation, they're like a big Smarterbase customer. It's pretty amazing how they use the system already. Then we have the German Rugby Federation, to also name another one in the Olympic space, so to speak. And we have a couple of other institutions in Germany that also work with Smarterbase. So that product has been there for a while, and now we're obviously adding other products from the operating system of sports from Teamworks to the market.
That's a good example of the Teamworks growth use case, at least for us, somebody watching from the outside, that you've acquired a company that has already got its decent foothold in a market. And that's a good way to set up as a base to grow from there. Hayden, maybe you can speak to how you've seen this operate in other markets. I know you're based in London, so maybe something about the Premier League.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think you know, I can only take credit for what's been happening in the last kind of 6 months as I've moved into GM role and 18 months since I've been at Teamworks. But I think there's been a team kind of...
Oh, go on, Hayden. You can take credit. Don't worry. We're going to give it to you. Take as much as you want.
No, mate. I'm riding on others' coattails. But look, I think we've got a strong team, 20 to 30 employees now based in the UK. But, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, it was just, you know, a group of our senior leaders from the US who were coming over to the UK once a quarter to start to seed this market for us, starting at the top down, so starting at the Premier League and then working our way through the kind of English football pyramid. You know, in that 3 to 4 year period, by taking that top down approach, by kind of establishing proof points with some of the, you know, the most well-known English Premier League clubs, I guess, and getting their logos, being able to use them as case studies to open up other doors in that market, we've been able to achieve, I think it's now 85% market share in the Premier League. So I won't name and shame the three clubs in the Premier League that we still need to get. But, you know, that this, the category of team operations, which is what our Teamworks Hub product addresses, you know, that product category didn't exist in the UK 5 years ago. So, you know, the team really had to invest time and effort to educate the market over here around the benefits of leveraging technology to enhance the athlete experience. Sports are still very old school in a lot of ways, right? A lot of information is still shared on whiteboards, pen and paper. So for us to now be able to say we've got 17 Premier League clubs as customers is a real credit to the work that the team's done and continues to do in this market.
I can imagine, as you said, those use cases or case studies certainly help when you go to a Bundesliga club or go to the Serie A or La Liga and say, hey, this is what we've done for the top of the pyramid, effectively, right? Well, which is the Premier League. At the same time, so while you've had tremendous success, as you've seen in Germany, in the Premier League as well, it's not easy, as you said, selling into sports clubs or sports organizations. So what have been the biggest challenges or what are the main reasons you hear a no for? Or if not no, just not now.
Faye, do you want to talk about a German-specific example? Then I can talk about some more typical challenges. Or do you want me to go first?
Yeah, I think there's definitely different reasons. Sometimes, as you said, like I believe that specifically pro football is still a very people business kind of culture. So it has to do a lot with trust. So Teamworks is still a relatively new brand. So the market needs to kind of feel and taste like who Teamworks is, what they do, and where they come from. So I think this is just something that probably could be applied to any other company that is relatively new to the market. So I think you just need to give products and new offerings just time to arrive in the market and to build that trust and to build that credibility. But then also answering that question on a different level, I think it's, you know, you might not forget that the coaching staff, if we look at the coaching staff part of a club, of a team, they're purely focusing on the next match day, right? That's where all the energy and all the focus goes to. So they have still relatively little resources when it comes to getting their head around purchasing new technologies, getting their head around validating new technology. So there's just very little resources for like a new playing field that's getting bigger and that's getting more and more important, that and they realize it's adding value and it's making a shift to the market, whether they like it or not. So I think this is still a challenge in the current market situation, that teams are starting to build more experts or to employ more experts that have those capabilities, not only capabilities, but also just the resource to look into like what kind of technology is this? How can this add value to our workflow? So I think it's still one of the reasons why it's sometimes difficult for teams to implement new technologies, because on the one hand, there is pressure to do so, because, you know, competition is moving fast. But on the other hand side, they sometimes just not have enough resources to do so. And that's why, maybe just to add to this as a final note, that's why we also can see that now the clubs and the teams, they're starting to get more technical skilled people on board. Like, may that be a data analyst, may that be a head of sports technology. So we also see a lot of clubs employing people like that. And so there's definitely a big, big shift and a big change now in the market.
I think that's a great point. And Hayden was talking about the professionalization of sports, which happens through having the right structures in place, getting the right additional resources and having those people in the right positions to get that bandwidth to be able to implement these kind of solutions. All right, so that's, I guess, from a German perspective. I can imagine it's fairly similar, Hayden, from a global perspective. Maybe there's something else that you're encountering in other markets.
Yeah, I think probably 2 points to add on this one. I think one extra point that's unique, not to Germany, but to European football, is the promotion relegation aspect. You know,
right.
If you think about professional sports in the US, if you think about the top leagues in Australia, these are all equalized leagues where, yes, some clubs or franchises have more budget than others, but it's a much more kind of narrower spectrum. You know,
the delta is not so big.
Delta is not so big. And promotion relegation, what we, you know, find as part of our sales process at times, you know, creates uncertainty because clubs don't actually know, have that certainty about what their budget's going to be for next season because they don't know what league they're going to play in. So I guess that's a unique challenge in European football specifically. I think, you know, a more macro challenge we see in a lot of markets is, and a question we get from prospects all the time is, look, this technology is great, but how do we actually get the players using it? You know, I think the industry is at a point now where organizations want to leverage technology more, but, you know, it's still difficult to convince the actual end user, you know, in particular the players and the coaches, to change how they do things today, you know, to move the guy who's been working, you know, the kit man has been doing things on a pen and paper for 40 years, to get him using technology. And, you know, that's natural. People don't like change. And I think that's probably a unique advantage we have at Teamworks is, as you said at the start, Ron, having rolled this out to 6,000 teams now, we kind of understand what the process is to implement successfully and set players up for success. You know, we try and get in front of senior players and team leadership as part of our rollout to actually show them how our products work, how they're going to save some time and improve their performance. And I think, you know, taking that little bit of extra time and resource to show that there's actually a team of real humans behind this technology gives customers more confidence that they're going to see real adoption and change.
Yeah, and that requires, as you said at the start, that buy-in from them, just at the core. Like, if you want in beyond just, hey, this is nice, then it requires that investment of time, of effort, of learning from all the stakeholders involved. It's an interesting moment for sure as we see the evolution of sports and sports tech. Maybe actually, Faye, you can talk to that. Like, we've spent a bit of time understanding Teamworks. I think you guys have done set the context really well. Teamworks are going gangbusters and continuing to grow, which is great to hear. But I think the market that it's growing into, let's talk about that for a second. And Faye, I want your perspective on this because I know you spend most of your time with elite sports, talking to the coaches that we're talking about, talking at sometime maybe with the players, but mainly on the coaches, the staff, and that side of the organization. How have you seen that evolve over the last, I don't know, 2 to 3 years? And I guess also, what is the level of tech usage and tech adoption? Are they broadly just comfortable with it, or is there still this phase of education that you have to tell them that no, this is good for you and you will get your results, or it's more, hey, we know that we want it, we just need to make the time to get it in? Like, where are we on that adoption curve?
Yeah, great question. So I think I had a very, very interesting, on my own podcast, a very interesting podcast episode with Thomas Blobel from Eintracht Frankfurt. He's one of the data scientists as part of the coaching staff. And he really nailed it in a way that he said, well, we don't have a technology problem. And what he means by that is actually we are now at a stage where we don't need to convince people that technology is there to help and that technology became sort of necessary. And like every organization we talk to, they already have quite a few technologies in place that they are working with. However, I sense that we are now like entering a new phase where it's more about like becoming or getting another consciousness on how we work with technology, what we really need. So I think there's like a strong learning curve from that first phase where we kind of, you know, tested out new stuff and technologies and probably made also a lot of mistakes by choosing the wrong technologies. But still, that gives you a strong learning, and that learning educates you in a way that you, with the next technology, make more conscious decisions on what makes the technology good technology. So that's where we are. And maybe summarizing that, that basically means that we are having now much more educated conversations with the clubs. They know now what they want, what they don't want, what they need, and where they want to, where they're heading for, right? So obviously we're, there's a strong sense of, oh, we have all those island solutions. How can we make or build an environment where those data are flowing seamlessly from solution to solution? And we can not only work with data anywhere, but we can also build more intelligence out of those data, just purely due to the sense that data are now available on a broader scale. So I think, yeah, and that's why I'm really convinced to work with Teamworks that much, because Teamworks is actually completely delivering on that maturity level or on that phase, however you want to call it. That's exactly where we are, and Teamworks just has a very strong opinion and can help with that phase in the market to kind of really take that next step towards an IT landscape that actually becomes more intelligent in that way, in that sense.
That's good to hear. It's comforting to know that there is, and we see this as well, there are people with this, let's say, a dedicated job title, which is head of innovation or head of sports technology or something, that's a clear line item in a budget. It's not just moved from like a good to have, it is a must have. Hayden, from your perspective, I guess what are maybe some of the trends that this technology is going to be used for that are exciting for you, maybe personally, also for Teamworks? What is happening in the market that you all are most keenly watching?
Yeah, I mean, I think as a company, right, it's the big one for us to watch and also be a part of is the kind of shift towards integrated tech solutions. You know, it kind of goes without saying, sports has been on this digital transformation journey for the last 10 years now. But, you know, what's happened is, as part of this, organizations have either ended up with a whole bunch of technologies that don't speak to each other. So you've got a nutrition platform, but it's not chatting to your, you know, athlete management system, or, you know, even worse, you know, you've got duplication in technology. So you've got one part of the business is using WhatsApp and the other one's using Microsoft Teams, which makes no sense, right? It's why the Apple operating system is so successful, because if you have the iPhone, you want the laptop, the iPad, the watch as well, because they're all integrated. They all talk to each other. So I think, you know, companies like Teamworks, you know, we're trying to realize that, we're trying to help clubs and organizations and leagues realize that they need this kind of operating system for sports to be able to consolidate all their technology with one partner and provide a more seamless experience for end users, whether that be coaches, athletes, or staff. So I think that's we're at the start of that journey at the moment, and Teamworks is it's non-coincidental that that's our vision at Teamworks, to be able to deliver on that for the sports industry.
The operating system. I remember somebody said something about that, where everything comes together in one place. Makes a lot of sense. Faye, from your perspective, and actually I should mention here, the speaking of trends, I will be fortunate enough, I think, to see you in person. It's been a while, but I believe you will be meeting at the Sports Innovation Event Conference in Dusseldorf in the third week of March. Is it not the 20th and the 21st? So if anybody who doesn't know about this event, you should check it out, sportsinnovation.de. So it's where the DFL, the Bundesliga, effectively showcases all the innovative stuff that it is working on or that is interested in. So you have a bunch of partners and a bunch of stakeholders from the sports tech ecosystem that will be in attendance, which will include Teamworks, right? So that's where I'm sure I'll see you. But so from your perspectives, like some of this, what are some of the stuff that you see in the German market or do you expect to see at Sports Innovation that excites you the most?
Yeah, like obviously it's not the first sports innovation. I think it's the third or fourth event. I'm not sure.
Third, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I really love attending the sports innovation. I mean, they initially started with a clear focus on the broadcasting technologies, right? That's obviously that makes sense as the DFL, as the league, to have an event focusing on these kind of things. And now they're actually kind of opening up to all the other areas within pro football where technology actually do play a role. So I think it's this time, or maybe the last time, for the first time, they are having like the sports performance technologies there as well. And I think it's just really a great event, not only for the industry to come together. I think there's still not enough events to bring everyone together. And I think that's really a very important aspect, because bringing people together can actually help exchange ideas and actually also discuss solutions and stuff. So I think that's something that's really important to foster innovation. And it's just a great place to really get a very, very good overview of the current technology solutions out there. Like obviously Teamworks having a booth, but also other technology providers. You see a lot of technology trends from all of these different areas. So I'm actually more about being really excited to see what kind of technology I meet there, I see there that I haven't before. So this time I'm really very, very curious.
Yeah, the goal is to be surprised. It doesn't happen too often, but when that does happen, it's always exciting. Speaking of exciting, all right, so what's exciting for you guys in the next 12 to 18 months? What has Teamworks got planned? I mean, I know y'all are in Germany and that'll be its own growth phase. But maybe Hayden, to you, what's coming up for the Teamworks in the next year and a half or so?
Yeah, I think, you know, priority number 1, 2, and 3 is delivering on that integration vision, getting our products, you know, even more integrated to deliver on that operating system vision. I think beyond that, for our EMEA region, it's continuing to scale and grow across Europe and into new territories. So, you know, we've already got some early adopters in the Bundesliga trialing our products at the moment, so bringing them into the Teamworks family and continuing to see momentum in that market, but also starting to look at opening up new markets in Europe as well. So if we think of Italy, Spain, France, the Middle East, you know, these are all markets or countries where we have some customers today, but we haven't really gone after them in a focused way. So I think that's what's next for us in the second half of 2024. And I think this kind of growing and scaling into new markets is probably what you'll see across Teamworks as a whole. You know, I know some of the team over in the Americas is doing some really exciting work in Latin America and Mexico for the first time right now to set that up for success going forward. So I think just continuing to grow and scale and learn from what's worked and what hasn't worked when we've previously entered new markets to continue tackling new ones 2024 and beyond.
Exciting. And I believe a little birdie told me that Simon, another Teamworks member, spent a bit of time in India, wasn't it, last year? So, yeah, adding new markets all over the world. As I said, it's an exciting time to be in sports and sports tech. I guess it's been fun, as it always is. Always good to meet old faces and spend a bit of time chatting about the space that we love. So quick one on coordinates. If somebody wants to reach out to you, what's the best place to do that? Via your email, via LinkedIn?
Email sure best for me, hguthrie@teamworks.com, or else just Hayden Guthrie on LinkedIn.
Superb. And Faye, I guess the similar for you. We have the details.
It's LinkedIn, put it in. Probably, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I prefer LinkedIn as well. But we'll drop their coordinates in the show notes. Of course, teamworks.com is the website where you can get as much information as you need before you reach out to them, should you so desire. All right, that brings me to my last question, which is my favorite one to ask. As I said, I think this is a space that we all enjoy calling home, because I like to believe that we're all sports fans. So my question is always, what has been your favorite sporting moment? Maybe Faye, we'll start with you.
Yeah, obviously, I'm based in Germany and I'm German. And probably the most exciting event I ever got to witness was the World Cup 2014, when Germany won. And it was you know, in the end, sports is about entertainment and about emotions, and if your team wins, it's probably just the best thing or the best moment for oneself. Plus, that's the same year where my daughter was born, so it's a very special event and it's a very special year for me. So that will always sit there for sure.
With that big smile on your face, an important moment that Mario Götze delivered to the German national team, who, by the way, is a very active sports tech investor, I must say. He's very, very well known on the circuit. Hayden, for you?
Look, my Irish colleagues won't like me saying this one, but as an All Blacks fan, I think I have to say, being in the stadium in Paris last year when we beat Ireland in the World Cup quarterfinal, I think it was
a good game as well, yeah.
Great game. I think it was probably one of the few times I've gone to a game, or gone to an All Blacks game, not necessarily expecting to win. So to be there amongst a sea of green and tens of thousands of Irish fans to watch New Zealand get the job done was pretty special.
Yeah, and they were strong favourites going to the tournament, but that sea of green prevailed at the end of the tournament, so that's another story. There you go. We'll leave it there. Thank you so much, guys. Hayden and Irina. Hayden, wish you all the best with your upcoming nuptials to the couple. And Faye, I look forward to seeing you in Dusseldorf shortly. Thank you guys for making the time.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks very much.
All right, guys, that's a wrap for another episode. We actually have a couple of things coming up, including a bit with Teamworks. We're actually working together to bring you some of the challenges that are faced by sports organizations that we've talked about. But from the perspective of the sports organizations, we have that report coming out in a couple of weeks. The team has been feverishly working on it in the background. That'll come up. We have the sports innovation event to come up. I will finally make my way back to Berlin. It's hard to leave the heat in India, but it's nice to go back home in Berlin as well. So plenty more to come up in the next few months. Stay tuned. And we'll see you guys next week. Ciao.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Tech All-Stars podcast with Rohan Malhotra.
If you like our show, let us know and leave a review. And if you want to know more about us, check out sportstechx.com, where you can find our latest industry reports and updates. For a deeper dive into all things sports tech, check out our comprehensive database, SportsTechDB, at sportstechdb.com. Don't forget to follow us on social media. You can find us at SportsTechX on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Join us next time for another insightful conversation with a leader in sports tech.